They make up the bulk of Zimbabwe's workforce, and yet for many years, workers in the informal sector have operated on their own outside traditional structures. Now they're hoping July's general election will at last give them a voice. Informal workers include vendors, street traders, cross-border traders, farmers to hairdressers. And for the past 2 weeks, they've gathered in several towns in Zimbabwe, including the capital Harare, to put their demands to the various political parties. All were invited, including the ruling ZANU-PF party and the main opposition, the MDC Alliance. The town hall meetings were organised by the Centre for International Private Enterprise, SIP, in partnership with the Zimbabwe Chamber of Informal Economy Associations, the ZESIA. ZESIA Secretary General, Wisborne Mileya, was moderating this meeting in Gweru, in the centre of Zimbabwe.
It's because we were organised to make sure we mobilise or build a collective voice to lobby and advocate for issues that affect our operations.
Issues including the harassment of informal workers by police. Mileya says they're being treated like criminals.
There have been so many forms of harassment and a lot of head mouthing on the informal workers as illegal operators. They were being harassed by the local authorities. The local authorities, they have their municipal police, which would do the harassment. But sometimes the municipal police will also call for the Zimbabwe Republic Police to beef the support in terms of strengthening their levels of harassment. So this has been the case, harassment and confiscation of goods and all the stuff.
Laws that once regulated the informal economy no longer apply, insists Mileya.
We still have laws which go as back as 1978, 1978, 1975, such are the bylaws which are governing the current operations of the informal workers, be it vendors and so forth. Such laws or policies do not exist anymore, can no longer fit the scope of the current operational environment in the country.
The informal economy compared to the formal one is the second largest in the world after Bolivia, according to the International Monetary Fund, the IMF. But for Mark Oxley, the field representative in Zimbabwe for SIP, most of the candidates are oblivious as to what the informal economy represents.
I've been through all the election manifestos. Only four of them, as far as I can make out, contain anything on the informal economy. The manifestos of the two major parties have very, very little. None of the parties appear to have any clear policy or idea about what to do with the informal economy. And this is part of the purpose of these town halls, is to allow the candidates to come along and listen to what the informal economy has to say.
Lobby and advocate for issues that affect our operations.
Informal sector stakeholders want the next government to come up with a framework that protects and nurtures the sector and justify their demands with these figures. 94% of all workers are in the informal economy, according to a 2014 Zimbabwe labour force survey. And as a result, argues Wisborne Mileya, they can no longer be excluded.
We talk of somebody who could be, for example, selling in the street. We want this person to be part of the main value chain by making sure where the person operates from, the local authority provides a proper infrastructure for one to operate, which has got market value. And this person pays fair dues to the local authority in the form of a levy, and that money is also retained a certain percentage to develop or improve the workspace this person is operating under. Then at security level, the government should set up a social security scheme which recognizes this person through the effort he is doing in his workspace to become covered by the social scheme.
Currently, informal workers who account for 60% of Zimbabwe's economy pay no tax or little tax and consequently don't benefit from social security. Stakeholders want that to change and for the informal economy to be better integrated into the mainstream economy. But Mark Oxley says this process may take time.
One of the first stages is to establish greater linkages between the informal sector and the informal and the formal economy. That requires working with formal businesses and formal business associations. That is something, you know, where discussions have started and we have been talking to people. The Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe is quite engaged on some of the issues relating to the informal economy. And certainly if one can integrate or link the informal economy into the formal economy more, it will mean significant measured economic growth. It doesn't mean significant actual growth. As an economist put it to me once, you cannot measure the informal economy, therefore it really doesn't exist.
That delivers.
That appears to be changing. The last town hall meeting held in the Harare capital saw the presence of Zimbabwe's finance minister, Patrick Chinamasa, and other leading political figures. It's a sign that Zimbabwe's democracy is opening up, reckons Malaya.
Such democratic space has never been there before in Zimbabwe. And we really want to appreciate, and as a result, this is why we even had successful town hall meetings. If the space was not democratic, there was not going to be such a chance. With one town hall meeting straight away, we were going to be bombarded left, right, and center, bit by the president's office and police, and told this you are not going to do anymore. But we are thankful because we did all our town hall meetings because there was a very good support of the democratic space.
The July 30 polls will be the first election without Robert Mugabe and the first election, Malaya hopes, without partisan politics.
During the Mugabe regime, it was even worse, where in some trading spaces there have been people whom we have called the space barons, where somebody would have, say, for example, let's talk of the marketplaces. One would just hold 6-7 marketplaces and put people to rent who pay money to him. Or some people who allocate those marketplaces, they allocated on partisan lines. Or when they allocated those marketplaces, somebody from a party who are the space barons comes to collect some form of a revenue or a levy every day from these people, which is outside what people pay to the local authorities.
But beyond this grassroots democracy, characterized by these town hall meetings, what impact will they actually have in Zimbabwe? Mark Oxley.
This is a process of advocacy and we'll be producing based on the recommendations of the forums and what comes out of the town halls, a full informal economy agenda, which will be submitted to whoever the government is after the election. And you know, advocacy work will continue from there. There's one phrase which Lorraine Sibanda mentioned, this has come up in previous discussions, is that it is time that the informal economy was at the table, not on the table. They need the informal economy associations need to be and want to be, and in fact demand to be, part of discussions on the future of the informal economy rather than just being a subject or an agenda item on someone's agenda.
Knowing who we are casting our vote for, what they have to say about informal economy workers, and what kind...
Lorraine Sibanda, the president of the Zimbabwe Chamber of Informal Economy Associations, speaking here in Gweru, urged informal workers to hold their officials to account through this song, Hokoyo. Malaya explains its meaning.
So the meaning of the song basically is to say, it's just telling the politicians to say, hey, watch out. To say, if you don't do what we want, we now know we have the power to remove you and put somebody who can do what we want.
Strong words which, despite the shadow cast by Saturday's bomb blast, still carry hope of an election where informal workers will be included.
Zwekare, zwekare, zwakaye na nevekare.